Today on Gardening in a Minute, the crepe myrtle. The crepe myrtle is ideal for north and central Florida landscapes due to its heat and drought tolerance and prolific summer blooming. Crepe myrtles flower as early as May and can bloom into the fall. Flower clusters develop on new growth and are composed of hundreds of blossoms in shades of purple, white, pink, or red. Crepe myrtles are versatile plants that love the sun. They're most commonly grown as small trees, but dwarf and other varieties are available. You can prune your crepe myrtle in the winter to shape it or encourage larger blooms. Be gentle with your crepe myrtle and avoid removing large limbs. Even during the cool months when your crepe myrtle is bare, it'll still add interest to the landscape with smooth, beautiful bark. For more information about crepe myrtle and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using color in the landscape. Everyone loves color in the landscape, but it can be overused, leading to visual chaos. Choose your colorful accents carefully and make them the focal point of your garden. One option is to choose colors from the same family, like purple and blue. You can also pick colors for contrast, or simply choose a color you like. Although annuals and perennials are popular, don't overlook the flowers, foliage, and fruit of trees, shrubs, and vines as color sources. Consider color in not only plants, but also hardscape elements like decks and arbors. Wood and other materials can be painted or come in a variety of hues to complement plantings. Remember that colorful accents can change with the seasons, so be sure to plan for color throughout the year. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fish ponds. Ornamental ponds are a beautiful addition to any garden, and they're enhanced by the introduction of fish. Fish need room to swim, and ponds that hold between 500 and 2,000 gallons work well. Your pond will need a pump to move the water and keep it aerated. Non-invasive aquatic plants will also provide oxygen, as well as shade on hot days and places to hide from predators. Introduce fish only once the plants have started to grow. Purchase koi, inexpensive goldfish, or other fish suitable for an outdoor habitat from an aquarium or pet store. Pools become mini aquatic environments and will attract visitors like dragonflies and frogs. To support all this life, your pond will need at least 6 hours of sun a day. For more information about fish ponds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental sweet potato. The ornamental sweet potato is a bold tropical plant that grows as a perennial in Florida. The foliage is much more colorful than that of edible sweet potatoes. This unique plant is popular for containers and borders. In a container, the vines will quickly flow over the edges, and in beds, it'll behave as a ground cover. It can be easily trimmed when it gets too wild, and the cuttings can be used to create new plants. Other than an occasional trimming, ornamental sweet potato is an undemanding plant. The vines will let you know when they need water by wilting, and the foliage quickly springs back from a frost or freeze. It prefers full sun, but will grow in partial shade. For more information about ornamental sweet potatoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Heliconia. The many species of heliconia are rainforest herbs that range from 1.5 feet to almost 15 feet tall. Heliconias add a tropical feel to the Central and South Florida garden, both because of their lush foliage and bright, striking flowers. The blooms are often red, yellow, or orange stacked spikes that resemble lobster claws and make wonderful cut flowers. Heliconias should be grown in full sun or part shade in well-drained soil. They're not drought or salt tolerant, but will take moist soils. Heliconias can be used as specimen plants or massed together in groups. Plants will die back after a frost, but new shoots will regenerate once it warms back up. Many of the species can rapidly overtake a garden, so choose yours carefully. For more information about heliconia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.